Well, let's stay on unusual, Julie, because Mark Zuckerberg, a Meta founder, wants his employees to be known as MetaMates. I guess that makes us, Julie, Yahoos. But again, MetaMates, just really corporate jargon that really means absolutely nothing. You mean to tell me if you're in Facebook's headquarters, if you happen to be there at all, you're going to go up to a water cooler or a coffee cooler and say, hey, what's up, MetaMate? Probably not. I think it just shows the clear disconnect between the management team over Meta and probably a lot of employees inside the company right now.
Well, apparently this stems from something that they use over at Instagram, which is comes from a naval phrase, which is a shipmate's self. Like,
sure.
That's how
okay.
you think about it, okay?
Yeah.
But I don't know that that extends to MetaMates me, which is what Zuckerberg talked about. I mean, it's just... In addition to everything else, I think that the culture of Facebook is relevant because what we so frequently get from the company seems so disconnected from the outside world in some ways, whether it's the development of the metaverse itself, whether it's some of their reactions to some of the critiques leveled at the company. And this is just sort of a piece with that, maybe at times tone deafness or insular nature of the company.
If I worked at Facebook or Meta, Julie, and I went up to my colleague and said, hey, what's up, MetaMate? Good morning. I would expect to be just ostracized from the group and not being talked to. Come on. What, Tesla now is going to rename its employees Muskmates? Let's get real here. It's ridiculous.
Okay, Yahoo. We'll talk about this later.